Take it. It's a slap. Hey, Danny, how's it going?
Doing good, Dennis. How you doing?
Doing good. Good. Hey, actually, I thought of something. Your own may have funded by now. I'm not sure. I'm just waiting for an update. But something kind of came across my mind. As far as that trailer you just purchased, we have a program. It's called a sale leaseback. And we could actually provide you funds for the trailer. If you paid cash for it, you have a title for it. All I need is to just get a copy of the title, you know, proof of payment, something of that nature to kind of show
I'll
that.
I'll do that later. Yeah. Because I got several trailers paid for, Dennis, to be honest with you.
Do you? Okay.
We could. Yeah, I got it.
I don't know why I didn't ask you this earlier, but we do have a program where we can actually provide you a collateral loan. Usually it's about a 50% ratio of what the value is.
Okay. Yeah. We might do that later if you don't mind, but so this other loan should have went through, right? This one here that's 50.
Yeah, it should fund any moment. As far as the trailer you just purchased, we can do a full reimbursement on that one. But any older ones, you know, we can usually, past 30 days, I believe it is, we can give you about 50% of the value. So that's another way, because I know you're looking for more around $40,000, not $15,000.
Right.
And that would be more of a traditional type loan for you.
Yeah, I didn't know you'd done stuff like that. So tell me this, how new or old trailers will you finance, do you loan money on?
I mean, really, it really all depends. I mean, trailers, there's no really way to prove the mileage on those, obviously, so that's one thing we can get by with having to look into. But years, usually it's 10 years, but I have got some exceptions in some cases. I mean, I have a collateral list I could email to you. You could print that out a couple times if you have more than one trailer. I think there's room for, let's see here, there's room for 10 of them on there right now.
Really? Okay.
And I mean, that would get you more to the ballpark of what you're looking for as far as funds go and give you more of a traditional loan as well. I can't guarantee an approval on it, but it's something that I think would work out better for you than...
When you look at it, how about pickup trucks? Do you do them too if I got something bought and paid for?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we'll look at anything. You know, what I like to do is just give them that list. They'll go through and say yes, yes, no, yes, yes, no, and then kind of work with you from there. Then we'll just have to show... We'll have to have proof of payment somehow, so you might have to dig up an invoice or... Oh, cancel check or something like that, and then the title.
Right.
And,
well, I mean, just like some of these pickups I got from Ford Motor, you know, I've already paid some of them off. So, I mean, I got titles on them, and I'll have letters from Ford saying they've been paid off. You know what I mean? So, something like that would be good, too. So, it's just some kind of a quick money in case a guy can. Sometimes quick money helps and kind of gets you through and you know, knock it out and do it again. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
You know, but well, I appreciate that. So, yeah, let me know as soon as this funding hits, which it should hit this afternoon, you think?
Absolutely. If it hasn't funded already, then it should fund this afternoon for sure.
Okay, good deal. So you're open-minded on lots of financing, just other than just little stuff like this.
Exactly, yeah. We have just about, as far as business loans go, we have just about everything out there that's available. I was going to say, I did a loan for a guy that he bought a house back in the mid-80s up in Beverly Hills out here in California for about $280,000. It's crazy. Now the house is worth about $7 million. So he pledged the collateral in the house, the equity in the house he had. He's refinanced a few times, and also he had a couple Range Rovers. You know, he had some nice cars that he'd paid off. And we were able to give him a loan for 5 years on that situation. So, yeah, we can get pretty creative, definitely. If it makes sense, we can do it. So.
That's a good deal, and you've been really easy to work with, you know, like I said, real good. Like I said, I'll do some more business with you guys for sure, I mean, especially on short term like this, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got your foot in the door on the short term. I'd like to put you in a better loan in the future that's more of a first position type loan other than the one you have, but, you know, it's still a foot in the door, and it's going to help you out with us
good
in the
deal.
Future. So.
So you do this every day. This is what you do. You sell, you fund people every day.
That's what we do. Yep, I think this month we're gonna do about $8 million total in total funding across the nation. So
that's unreal. That is
not an easy job, but that's one thing I like about it. I like helping people, and it's different every day. So
yes, sir, I appreciate it. But yeah, let me know. Like I said, I'll check my bank account later. That thing should hit. But I appreciate it. And maybe next week when holidays are up, we may look at some other stuff, Dennis.
Yeah, rest on it for now and just keep it in your back pocket, and I'll touch base with you next week then. But as soon as I get that funding notice, I'll let you know too.
All right, thank you, sir.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.